Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
For me, primarily, it is on the defense and is on the coaching. That's the only way that you could possibly lose a game that was near impossible to lose. So whether you want to focus on Dable or certainly the defense, and the number one thing for me, even after all the chaos and the questionable calls that the Giants had on, a drive with 3 minutes to go, running the ball a couple times, whatever. We could break down the nuance of it, but let's just get down to the final dart touchdown. Giants have a lead again with under 40 seconds to go. They do the same thing that they did in Dallas by playing off. You could see it right away before the play was snapped, the ball was snapped. Three down linemen. I'm thinking, what are you doing? You know that 30 seconds or so is an eternity in the NFL to get 40 yards to get in the field goal range, and that's exactly what happened. One play, boom, 30 yards, another play, boom, field goal range, game over. They did not learn from their mistakes in Dallas. That, to me, is my biggest issue or biggest gripe with this disgusting loss.
Yeah, you're right. Disgusting's the word, dude. I mean, you can watch, Giant fans can watch 50 years of football, and excluding a playoff game, if you lose that, where that's just a different level of hurt, you'll never go through a day like this again, ever. Absolutely unacceptable on every level. And the way they melted down from a coaching perspective, from an execution perspective, you're right, there's a lot of blame to go around here. But, you know, I think I'm sitting there, Sal, and I know I'm not alone, right? I'm sitting there, I'm saying, well, I went in with minimal expectations. I was excited to watch the game. I wanted to see where the Giants were. I wanted to see how they were stacking up because they were building this juice and this momentum. And as the game's going on and the Giants are destroying, they are absolutely kicking the crap out of a Broncos team that we know is good in their house. My mind's going to places like, are they going to beat Philly again next week? Or that, you know, are the Giants going to just keep climbing this mountain? And to me, that is the most distressing type of loss here. So I'll tell you what I would do. I would fire the coordinator. Bowen would be out of a job. He would not be allowed back in the building. And the bigger question, and you're right, I get it. It's got to come down to players at some point, and you got to make a stop with 32 seconds to go. But were you not put in the right position again when they learn nothing from Dallas, I would fire Bowen.
Yeah, I mean, I would fire him. I don't know, fire coach, whatever. I'm trying to talk about the game and actually what happened yesterday. So there were multiple things with it, whether it's the missed extra points, whether it is that playing off again. See, the Giants coach a game like it's 1980. The problem is it's 2025. Even Dable with 3 minutes to go and Sean Payton wisely using his timeouts with 5 minutes to go, putting the pressure on the Giants to make plays. 3.5 minutes ago, like the Giants said, they're going to run the ball. They first down, run it with Scadaboo, one on the line. Okay, Broncos stop it. Second down, run the ball on the line again with Scadaboo. Broncos stop it. Now third down, you're forced to throw the football, and they do that, and then that stops the clock. My issue is the way that the Giants handled that from the beginning, where you can't be playing conservative. Running two straight plays there, it's not going to get it done. Be aggressive. So they changed what they were doing early on. Like 3.5 minutes to go in a tight game like that, that's not the way to run. You're not going to run the clock out. Can't even do that with 40 seconds, run the clock out. So it's a different NFL. So whether it's the missed extra point, whether it is the conservative play calling from Dable, Kafka, whether it is the extremely conservative play calling again defensively from Bowen, the lack of execution from the defensive players, offsides again from Kayvon Thibodeau in a big spot, Burns not being able to get back, the Broncos beat them to a pulp in that fourth quarter. And that to me is, now obviously the Super Bowl is a different story because it's the Super Bowl, but 28-3, late third quarter lead, blown lead, this was worse. I don't know. know how you can blow that big of a lead, allowing 33 points in the fourth quarter.
I don't know that any fan base has sat there and gone through what the Giants went through yesterday. I mean, it's one thing like when there's one thing that goes awry and it's a catastrophic loss because something just incredibly unexpected happened, whether it's a coaching malfunction, a player misfunction, a refereeing officiating malfunction or misfunction, whatever it might be. There were so many different chances for the Giants to get back to what they were doing to start the game. And you know, that, and they never did it. They jumped on him early, had multiple leads, multiple touchdowns, multiple chances where they could have gone back and they could have tried things that were working. And I just don't understand. We see this in every sport, Sal. When you come out and you're flowing and you're playing well, then eventually a good team like Denver is going to make a move. So even when you're up 19-0 going into the fourth quarter, you know that you should think you're probably not going to cruise and win 30-0. There's going to be a push at some point. But I don't understand why coaches they get so tight, whether it's a coordinator or a head coach, and I don't get it. We see this all the time. Managers going to the bullpen, coaches stopping, whether it's being aggressive or being too conservative in terms of play call. We talk about players getting tight. The Giants coaching staff got very tight, and I know there are so many different checkpoints to the game, and this is what makes Monday a tough dance, because I did say fire Bowen, and I mean that. Yeah. I would not allow him to come back.
I know, but were you thinking that through the first three quarters?
I wasn't, but that doesn't matter. It's what happens at the end of the game.
You're going to fire
him. And by the way, it happened in Dallas, too.
Well, that, but that's my point.
But he doesn't learn from his mistakes.
Well, who's the head coach?
I'm not exonerating Daboll.
Well, he's the head coach. Did they not learn as a team from what happened in Dallas?
Yeah.
It was the same exact thing.
Defensively, no, which is grounds for termination. And offensively, I mean, everybody tells me how good Daboll is offensively. Here he is. I mean, he doesn't even know how to run that final play. This was Tiki crushed it. I thought Tiki was really good postgame. This is such an easy read. Run it, timeout. Run it, timeout. Run it, timeout. Punt. You've got a possession to play with. So, no, I'm not exonerating Daboll, but Bowen is a disaster. And when you heard Burns going into the locker room screaming, he's yelling at his coordinator, not at Daboll.
Yeah, defense couldn't do enough on their own. He couldn't stop a two-point conversion. Like, when losses like this happen, it's not just one thing. Like, you can't singularly say, well, Daboll didn't coach a good game, or Bowen is the problem, or the kicker, or the defense. It's everything. Jackson Dart making a huge rookie mistake. Hey, it happens. You have to live with it. That's what happens with a rookie. But it all added up to the loss. My main issue would be for the defense that looked lights out. You know, during that game, Denver, to me, is the best defense in the NFL. We were saying that throughout the course of the week. The Giants were playing a better defensive game than Denver was the majority of the game. And then the fourth quarter happened. I mean, it's never happened in the history of the NFL before where a team's been shut out through three quarters and then scored 33 points in the fourth. So that is clearly on the defensive players. And it's not like they're tired from what? I mean, what are you doing here? You're playing a clean game. The offense is moving the football. This is not like the Giants' offense was having them on the field all day long. So the defense, to me, is the main culprit. And the fact that the Giants as a whole, Daboll and Bowen, didn't learn from exactly the same situation to how they coughed up that Dallas game. They did the same exact thing this time. So that, to me, is on coaching, but a combination of a lot of things, which leads up to, I mean, I don't know how you could have a worse loss other than it being on a bigger stage. If this were a playoff game or certainly the Super Bowl, that's it. Other than that, pound for pound, this is as bad a loss you could possibly have.
I agree. I mean, does any team have kicking issues like Does any team have kicking issues like the Giants? I mean, this happened last year. This happens all the time. It's just, it's really, really, it's a crusher because it changes everything about the season. And
well, the season, it basically ruins the season. I mean, now
there's no question about it. Well, it destroys the season.
Well, now they have to win next week. We talked about it going in. They had to win one of these next two games.
Yeah.
But the problem is that you're thinking, well, wow, we got this one in the bag. And now at 3-4, everything is realistic in front of them, whether it would be sweeping the Eagles or even if they did lose that game. Okay, bounce back and go take care of the Niners. That type of loss in that spot, to me, all but finishes the Giants for this year. The only way to make up for it is now you have to rattle off three in a row or something like that.
You got to beat teams you're not going to be favored to beat, whether it's Philly, whether it's the Niners. Yep, no, the road just got incredibly complicated. And listen, I know Giant fans want to get going. We'll get to these calls early. But I thought Geo said something pretty good in the morning. He actually took the approach like a silver lining, and I get it. And I don't think that it was just like, oh, let me just wake up and be happy. I get what he was saying. Like, there's a, you know, you've got the quarterback. There's no doubt. Jackson Dart. I mean, you know, I'm going to go nuts here, but I mean, what level of stardom he's going to hit, I don't know. And I'll give him a chance to figure things out. But that young man has it. Whatever it is, he's got it. All right, he's got it. But so the silver lining's there. But now the question is, and this is one of many questions for the Giants, do you have the coaches to help elevate the rest of, whether it's the defense or a young quarterback? My answer is no, but again, there's so many things from within the game that we obviously want to hit. Just a destruction of emotions for the Giant fan, and the entire season changed on a dime because they collapsed and they choked.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. David is calling from Union, New Jersey. What's up, David?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Hey, Dave.
So I wanted to talk to you guys about that collapse yesterday. I know it's not a game that catastrophic. It's not on one person. But bulk of that blame got to go to Shane Bowen and Joe Shane. I mean, yeah, the secondary wasn't strong to begin with, but then we lose Holland and Adebo, and we got players that shouldn't be on the field. Like, I know beating Deonte Banks is like beating a dead horse, but man, every time this guy's on the field, bad stuff happens. He's like a bad.
Yeah, but he's not the reason they allowed. He's not the reason they allowed 33 points in the fourth
quarter. No, 100% not.
Like, let's keep making individual scapegoats. This is a team effort here. It's not just Bowen. It's not just Deonte Banks. There's a lot there. The rookie made a major mistake as well. So just make sure you go.
100%,
the kicker missed kicks. Dable, I thought, coached a conservative, if not flat-out scared game in the fourth quarter. Like, there is a Kayvon Thibodeau offsides. Burns couldn't get back. Like, there is a litany of reasons why the Giants lost that game.
Yeah,
and I think it's easy
100%.
To pick. Yeah, okay, well, good.
So the thing that gets me upset is Shane Bowen. I mean, how many times do we got to talk about this guy not learning from his mistakes? I mean, I've seen this already this season alone with the Dallas game. I mean, we have arguably a top five, top 10 pass rush in the NFL. And on one of the last plays, you give these guys 30 seconds to go down the field and you're rushing three?
Makes no sense.
Dexter Lawrence wasn't even on the field. I mean, what are we even talking about? That's our best defensive player. He's not even on the field.
You know what, David, too? And this happened, obviously, and thanks for the call. This obviously happened in the Cowboys game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
She would think that Shane Bowen would have learned here, but even if he didn't experience the Cowboys game, Sal, we see this all the time. Now, not where there's 33 points in the fourth quarter and multiple big leads choked away. I don't mean that, but how many times have we come on in the air, whether it's the Jets, the Giants, or other good teams or other teams in big games, where we're like, man, how does such a basic premise, such a basic concept of attacking rather than laying back, how do these coaches not learn from it?
I don't understand. It's not 1980 anymore. It's not 1990 anymore. It's not even 2000 or 2010. The game has changed where 30, 40 seconds is an eternity. It's an eternity. We all knew what was going to happen once the Giants scored, and you can't really question them because I started thinking back like, man, he scored too early, but what are you going to do? You need to score a touchdown. It's not like you're in front right there.
Yeah.
They had to score a touchdown, and there's a chance that if you don't go in right there, you're not getting in again. So if the opportunity presents itself, it's almost bad luck. Like, it's bad luck that they actually got in at that particular point. You'd like to get in even if it's the next play and have some clock come off because you know what's going to happen. Even if the kid makes the extra point, they're still coming down minimum and kicking a game-tying field goal.
Yep.
And it's happened way too often. But knowing that anyway, the fact that they could line line up and have three down linemen. Like, what are we doing here? That makes no sense whatsoever, especially for a team who just got burnt by that in week two.
That's the exact opposite of what you should do. I mean, we could say this for 4 hours. It's not going to change anything, and it's not going to change, which is why, to me, Bowen just has to go, which he won't, because it won't even change him, because he's been through this, learned nothing, and when I see that twice, then I just don't believe in you.
Tom is calling from Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, bud.
Obviously, a lot to unpack with this, but just one or two points which may go unnoticed. In terms of Daboll, first of all, just a side point, when you said Dart got in too early, I was hoping the official review was going to say he didn't get in there, just so that there was clock taken off. But
the problem is there's no guarantee, especially against that defense that you're getting in again. So
Scataboo with three chances on the 1 yard line, I'll take my chances with that.
I mean, but you could also say you'd rather take your chances with a lead, even if it's a 2-point lead with 30 seconds to go.
Well, I saw from the Cowboy game, there wasn't much trust in Bowen calling that situation.
Man.
But, when Burns, you mentioned Burns not getting back. Obviously, Burns has got to get back. But, let's give some credit to Burns over there. I thought Dable freezed up over there. I was happened to be listening on the radio. I was driving the car. They threw it down to Howard. Bob threw it down to Howard. And Howard's like, during pregame warmups and whatever, the kicker's hitting from 63, 64. Now, they were on the 48-yard line after that completion. Burns slow getting back. That penalty is the difference between being in field goal range and being out of field goal range. How Dable doesn't use a timeout there, and then they're spiking the ball anyway. You're not saving them any clock, maybe 1 or 2 seconds. And then to use it after that, to me, that was just mind-boggling. That could have been, obviously they got the completion afterwards, but that could have been the difference between a 69-yard field goal and a 63-yard field goal, which in today's NFL, 63 is 45.
Well, especially
which
up,
is
up
another
in,
thing,
especially,
the
especially
Giants,
in Denver.
How many times did the Giants punt the ball instead of attempting a 55-yard attempt? I mean, at numerous times a game this happens, that they punted.
He should have called the timeout.
The
Giants gave away with the Burns play, and thank you for the call, Tom. That's why I'm saying there's a million different plays. With the Burns play not getting back, and obviously he was hobbled, so the coach should have used a timeout there to save him the 5 yards. The Kayvon Thibodeau offside, another 5 yards there that resulted in a first down, just making things easy. Couldn't get a 2-point conversion stop. Like, if one of those things happened in favor of the Giants, maybe we'd have a different result today. So it was a litany of mistakes. And I think overall, I know the focus is going to be on Bowen and the defense. And I do think the defensive players did not do their job, obviously, Bowen. But Dable's the head coach. And I don't think he coached he coached an awful fourth quarter.
When you're up 19-0, you're up 26-8 with 5.5 to go, and you're up 32-30 with 33 seconds to go, there are a lot of meltdowns. Whether it's coaches, whether it's a team loss. Now, the coaches are the ones who are going to take the hit, rightfully so. That's a bad sign, and I almost don't want to push this too far. We have all day to get to all this stuff here, but when your coach tightens up like that, that's a very bad sign.
Mary calling from Long Island has a different theory. What happened there, Mary?
I'm blaming it on Bob Papa. Huh. I was listening, we were driving home from a long trip, and we were listening on the radio. And first of all, I started to fall in love with him because he was so excited. You could hear it in his voice when the Giants were scoring and they were really packing it on and doing so great, because that's what the fans felt. We were all screaming in the car. It was wonderful.
Okay.
When have you felt like that at a Giant game? And all of a sudden, he says, and I can't remember what part of the game it was, he said, they better be careful because, and he mentioned some game this year, forgive me, I'm not a guy, I don't remember what game, what team he played,
all right.
But they said something about the fact that, they came back on this other team big time, they better be careful, and all of a sudden, the air went out of the car. It was like, come on, don't say
it. Well, they Mary, I mean, how many times?
No.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I don't want to challenge Mary.
Go ahead. No, I just think to myself, all right, so they let that up. So then Carl Banks says at one point, and this was advice, too bad they don't have earpieces on the field and they could hear him. He said, you better hold on to that ball. You better hold on to the ball. Bingo, problems begin. Well, the fumble, the interception, it was like, oh, come on.
They got to do their job, Mary. They got to do their job.
Yeah, I can't blame Bob or Carl, certainly, or anybody who tweeted about it prematurely, and there were a lot of people taking victory laps before that game went final there, especially Giant fans, media members, Giant fans, all celebrating the win before it actually happened. I'm watching that game in real time thinking, there's no, like, if they lost this game, this would be worse than DeSean Jackson. This is on par with the Super Bowl loss. Again, relatively speaking, I know doing it in the postseason or certainly the Super Bowl was worse pound for pound, but I actually still could not believe that they lost that game. So there's reason to blame a lot of different people. Bob Papa or Carl Banks wouldn't make my top 50.
No, and how many top 50? How many times have they said something like that in their relationship on the radio where they, you know, similar. Now, again, maybe not giving up 33 points in the fourth quarter. I get that. But where they say, hey, you better not give the ball back. Yeah. Better get, and then the Giants actually do what they say and the Giants win, but nobody references that. So it is just a catastrophic, all-encompassing meltdown. I mean, for 3 hours, you were living the high life, and then back down in the dumps, and the entire season changed. It stinks.
Such a significant change of events with that one loss. Either way, a loss would have hurt and probably ended their season as far as being a playoff team or having hopes, but to have it happen like that, oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.